The therapeutic approach to obstructive uropathy is less well understood than in other forms of acute or chronic renal failure. A joint effort between urologists and physicians is necessary. Priorities include catheterization and surgical correction of the underlying lesion. An early post-decompression polyuric phase with electrolyte losses is common, requiring judicious monitoring and replacement. Although usually mild, post-obstructive diuresis may be a complex process that quickly transitions from volume overload to dehydration, and an attentive fluid management protocol is warranted. Nephrologists should be particularly wary of evolving hypernatremia, which must be treated urgently. Many patients develop chronic kidney disease and should receive long-term nephrology follow-up. Cardiovascular risk factor reduction is pertinent and evidence-based, including blood pressure control and use of ACE inhibitors and SGLT2 inhibitors for renal protection. The kidney-specific prognosis is generally favorable, with few patients proceeding to dialysis.